This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I've been thinking about what Donald Trump brings to politics and sort of what makes him different. And, of course, there's the standard stuff. You know, he's a businessman. He gets things done. He's got his own, has his own money on the line. He understood it from the inside and all that. And all that's true. But I think there's something deeper. I really do. And it comes from, and I'm going to use me as an example, and I promise I'm not trying to, like, oh, Kevin Jackson's such an amazing person or whatever when he does interviews on Fox, but I get this feedback from you guys when you see me do my interviews. And just the other day, I was on Laura Ingraham's show, and Pete Hegseth, who was sitting in for Laura, asked a question of this woman, and I don't remember what the question was, but she didn't answer it. And so when it was my turn to come back, I said, Pete, allow me to answer the question on behalf of this woman. She thinks only through race, blah, blah, blah. And I explained what it was. And I said, there's a reason why she won't answer the question. She's an ethnocentric racist who can't answer this question because the answer is going to condemn her. It will humiliate her. It will not help her position. That's the reason why she won't answer it. And so people start writing to me, Kevin, you're amazing on Fox, you're this, and I'm going, I'm not, I didn't do anything. I didn't demonstrate any superpower. And I can't even tell you I used the superpower of common sense. All I did was answer the question that she wouldn't answer. Donald Trump does that. He answers the question. What are you going to do here? Well, we're going to do such and such. Now, he may, when it comes to the negotiated question, he who doesn't commit, he pulls a Greenspan. Because Alan Greenspan said, if you listen to me answer questions about the economy back when he was the Fed chair, he says, I don't give you. And I go, well, you know, it could go this way or it could go that way. And I went back and listened to a few of his commentaries and I was like, wow, he never is definitive. So he's always right. In the case of Trump, he's negotiating. So he, yeah, you know, we're going to go talk to NATO. We're, you know, they need to be paying their bills. You know, and we'll see what happens. But maybe we'll pull out of NATO. I'm thinking about pulling out of NATO. So he's going to pull out of NATO. And he goes, no, if you go back and listen, he says, I want them to pay their bills and we might pull out or we might not. So the implication, he doesn't say that part, but it's implied. So he's technically correct. But one thing that Trump does, and I just kind of gave you the demo of it, he will tell you what he wants out of it. He's not with North Korea. They have to denuclearize. Oh, we're happy to meet with them. We want to talk to them. We want to help them out. We'd love to be a part of that rebuilding of their economy, et cetera, et cetera. And, yeah, we'll throw olive branches out there, but they must denuclearize. Now, we could, you know, help their economy. We could updo the sanctions. But the only way we're going to do that is we must. He gives you what you have to do in order to get his attention. And then it's negotiation from there. In his case, it's trust, but really verify, though. But what is it that, what's the appeal? Why does that matter? You want to know why? Because so many people don't tell you what they want to do, what really out of it. I talked to a friend of mine. And she says to me, she's doing a radio show, and I critique their show. She asked me to critique her show. I critiqued their show, and I said, I don't know who you are, which is, that's no problem. You're good at what you do, but I don't know what your voice is. I don't know who you are. But I said to her, have you thought about partnering? And she goes, what do you mean? And she says, Kevin, I tried to work with a couple of partners last year, and it didn't go very well. And I said, you want to know why? And she goes, yeah, please tell me. We'd had a conversation earlier, and I told her, I said to her, where do you want to go in your career? And she goes, well, I really don't know. I hadn't really thought about it. So I said, do you remember the conversation we had about that? She said, yeah. I said, that's why you don't have good partnerships. I go, you don't know where you want to go. So you form a partnership, and you don't know where you want to go. Your partner maybe knows where they want to go. Maybe they want to help you, or maybe you've glommed on to where they want to go. But is that really where you want to go? The only time you're going to partner, or you should partner, is when, as the Bible would say, you're equally yoked. You both know where you want to go. If she, I said to you, to her, your show could be a blog talk show, you know, just dedicated to doing very little, or you could want to be as big as Limbaugh or bigger. Don't you think that's going to dictate what type of partner you decide to have? Well, yeah. If you can't answer it, how do you expect your partnership to grow and to flourish? So what Donald Trump does is he knows where he wants to go. Look at any policy that Donald Trump does and ask yourself, what does it go to? It's a very simple thing. Make America great again and America first. Now apply that to Barack Obama and his mantra. Change we can believe in. He goes to Europe. Change we can believe in. What's that mean? How does that impact America? Did it help us in trade? Did it help us in foreign policy in any way? Change we can believe in. The change that he could believe in was the demoralization, if you will, of the American public. I've never felt lower as an American than I did during the Obama presidency. Change we can believe in was what? Tax policy that didn't work. Economic policy that said, I'll print enough money to keep the government in America afloat. So he doubled our national debt. How much could you do if I handed you $10 trillion, nine of which you printed? What could you do? Tell me a policy that Barack Obama did that you went, man, now that was a pro-America policy. Now, leftists will argue, oh, letting LGBT into the military. Really? That's what you consider to be pro-American policy? Social engineering of the military? Social engineering of every segment of American society with this social justice agenda? That's what you consider to be American pro-America? See, that's pro-special interest. That has nothing to do with America. Making America great makes America great for everybody. Trust me when I tell you. The LGBT isn't struggling. Oh, they want you to believe they are. They want you to believe they are the most oppressed group of people on the planet. God, who? Please, somebody give some Negro. Is there an LGBT spiritual that we could sing? Swing Low Sweet Chariot for the gays? Because they sure want it. But look at their lives. They have no more angst than any other American. In fact, some people would argue they have a lot less angst. So what? How does that make America great? Look at what Trump does. It's all about his mantra. Every single thing that he does speaks to that. That's focus. That's leadership. Anyway, speaking of leadership, I'm your leader. I'll be back in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I say to the feminist, fear not. Trump isn't coming for your abortions. He just wants common sense abortion control. Yeah. Welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. We created a meme for that. Because the left always tells, we're not coming for your guns, we just want common sense gun control. So why not use the same logic on them? You're welcome. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. That's two ways to reach us. You can reach us anytime you want, day or night, 24-7. We will get back to you. Many of you can attest. I answer your calls. I answer your calls to prayer. And I'm not saying you're praying to me. You may just be praying, and I say to you, let's pray together. Boom. And what do? We got Donald Trump. I don't know who answered the prayer. God, of course, answered our prayers, because that's who answers our prayers. But I'm saying, I don't know the collective, when we decided that we needed to all come together, and but we did. And now we're going to get us some common sense abortion control. I'll be honest, that's not a critical issue for me. With respect to the Supreme Court, I want a Supreme Court justice who will not legislate from the bench, who will merely follow the law. And where the law doesn't make sense, kick it back to Congress and say, give us a better law. Oh, yeah. But the left, they've learned how to complain, boy. If you want to learn how to complain, go to the lefties. They know how to do it. They march. It's all the same. No, 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 we won't go. It cracks me up to watch them do it. By the way, the Supreme Court, they marched in front of the Supreme Court, and the media made it look like there were thousands of people upset about all the stuff that was going on with this Kavanaugh appointment. And there were maybe 300 people. 300 people. Terry McAuliffe, he tweeted out something like, this is going to impact millions of people. Okay? And do you know, I dare you to go find, we did a post on it. Go click on the link where Terry McAuliffe voices complete, you know, disdain for Donald Trump's pick. Tell us the level of impact it's going to have. It's going to be Armageddon. And I bet you the first 50 people that responded to the tweet said, here you go again. Oh, yeah, doom and gloom. By the way, we like Donald Trump. We like his pick. Blah, blah, blah. The first 50 people. This is on Terry McAuliffe, former DNC chair, governor of Virginia. And he can't get the Democrats to come to his defense. And the number of people who looked at it and retweeted and, you know, did the little heart on it on Twitter. If you're on Twitter, you know what I'm talking about. Was nil. It was practically non-existent for the number of followers he had, the number of people that, you know, theoretically saw the clip, and there were thousands of comments, and I'm not exaggerating. I went down at least 50, and I still didn't get to anybody that went, you're exactly right, Terry McAuliffe. Nobody. It's not going to resonate any more than illegal immigration is going to resonate. Get rid of ICE. Remember when Cynthia Nixon, she comes on, the former Sex in the City hoochie, and she comes on, we need to get rid of ICE. They're a terror group. They are. They're a terror group to people who need to be terrorized, people in this country illegally. And oh, by the way, while she's saying that, ICE is breaking up child sex trafficking ring after ring because Donald Trump has made ICE, is repositioning them to say, you find out where these people are, what they're doing to these kids, and we're going to start winning this country back and winning it back for our youth and our kids, etc. And do you still know that these clowns are, we need to get rid of ICE. We need to get rid of the very people that protect our borders. Who are you going to replace them with, Cynthia Nixon? BLM? Occupy Wall Street? You? Winning! You are winning. I will admit, there are some things about this appointment that do disturb me, the appointment of Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. I'll be honest with you, when rhinos endorse Kavanaugh, I get worried. Mitt Romney said, esteemed by his colleagues, faithful to the Constitution, a record of thoughtful decisions, and already confirmed for the D.C. Circuit, Brett Kavanaugh has the right stuff. Now, all that's true, but Romney's endorsement doesn't make me feel good. I don't know how you feel. Do you feel good that Romney endorsed something? Would you feel good if Lindsey Graham endorsed something or if John McCain endorsed something? But they did. John McCain came from the grave and said, I endorse him. I'm going to vote for him. Now, we don't know what John McCain's going to do. You know, he's got issues. But he says he's going to. Should Kavanaugh get this thing 52-51 to zip? I mean, 51 to 40, whatever the Democrats have. I don't know. Will he be in the 60s? Will it be unanimous? Doubtful. We've become so partisan. But let me tell you, the Democrats are setting the precedence. All the things that have come home to roost for these leftist clowns is because of them, not because of us. They were the ones who said, we need to let the Supreme Court, you know, be settled by a majority vote, which, by the way, is what we should be doing for everything, including all of our legislation. When this rule of 60 came in, it's nonsense. We win, we set the rules. McConnell could change it back. He should. I'm willing to live with that. I don't believe the Democrats, if we put the rules back to where they are, I don't believe the Democrats will ever be in power again. I know that's a bold statement. But our biggest problem, you want to know what our biggest problem is going to be? I'm going to tell you. Our biggest problem that we will face in the foreseeable future, as conservative, Republican, pragmatist, whatever you want to call yourself, how do you replace Donald Trump? How do you follow him? We better be grooming people that say, I get it, and I'm going to demonstrate it. I don't know whether that's going to be Ted Cruz or Rand Paul or the usual suspects. I don't know if it's going to be somebody new. But whoever it is, better be along the same lines of Donald Trump. And I'm talking about they better convince us that they can do it. They have to have a track record of success. Not smoke and mirrors. Not people that want to stair step. Already have Eric Greitens for president. You know what happened to Governor Greitens in Missouri? He had to resign. I predicted it, by the way. Ari Fleischer said this of the appointment of the Supreme Court Justice. He says, to listen to the media and most Democrats, you think the Supreme Court is a Planned Parenthood clinic. To them, it's all about Roe v. Wade. To me, it's economic freedom, the administrative state's powers, religious liberty, and yes, abortion. Advice to MSM, broaden the discussion. There is more to talk about Kavanaugh and what the ramifications of having a conservative on the court means. And by the way, it means good news for you leftists, you bonehead, brain-dead morons, are finally going to get somebody that's sane on the court again. And it's going to happen when we get rid of Ginsburg, when we get rid of Breyer. And who knows, Trump may rework the whole court. You never know. God's got his hand in this. Hey, when we come back, we're going to be talking about a caller that called into the show, as well as somebody who wrote to me in the show, both friends of mine.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com, the next generation of nutritional supplementation.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump's pressure on fellow NATO countries to spend more on defense paid off today, with countries committing to spend $33 billion this year. After the NATO summit, President Trump spoke about just how strong NATO is.
NATO is more put together right now, is more coordinated, and I think there's a better spirit for NATO right now than perhaps they've ever had.
FBI official Peter Strzok testified today that he can't recall using his work computer to soften the wording of a statement exonerating Hillary Clinton of mishandling classified information. Congressman Jim Sensenbrenner of Wisconsin questioned Strzok about this earlier today.
This change was Hillary's get-out-of-jail-free card, right?
Absolutely not, sir.
Well,
not in any way.
Hillary hasn't been prosecuted, so if she wasn't grossly negligent but was extremely careless, you know, then there's no criminal standard involved. With grossly negligent, there is.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You're right on target. As always, Kevin, this is truck driver Ray, and it's 7-9 at 3:30 here in Utah. And yeah, this you laying it out, socialism, great on paper. But because of our weaknesses, it will never, never work. Hey, you laying it out beautiful. Beautiful. You're the man. You're the man, Kevin. Take care.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Here's what I love about radio. The Kevin Jackson Show is, so that was a caller, truck driver Ray, out of Utah, and he's like, man, Kevin, you've nailed it. You nailed it. And then I have a friend, Tom, who writes to me often, and he says, Kevin, you've gone off the rails into a ditch, in parentheses, today, with your take on communism and socialism. So I won't read the rest of Tom's message. Tom's a great guy, and I love getting messages from him. He's an older guy who really knows his stuff. He's a very intelligent man, and probably knows a lot more than I do on a lot of these different topics. So I'm just going to put it to you this way. Because, see, the reason why I'm able to synthesize so well is I don't clutter myself with a lot of detail. Now, some people will go, well, Kevin, you got to have the details. The devil is in the details. Yeah, the devil is in the details. See, we've made life so complicated that it's become detailed. So Tom wants me to understand that there's communism, there's socialism, and of course, there are all other kinds of isms. There's Marxism, right? That's another form of government. Totalitarianism, which could, I guess, fits under maybe communism. And then there's others that, you know, I'm not going to go look them all up, but there's a bunch of isms out there. And then there's the way that we run, which is a democratic republic that I think of as just capitalism, because that's really what fuels our economy is the market. The market fuels capitalist economies, which is what we are about. And capitalism makes for common sense, because anytime people, you know, got to vote with their dollars and something's going to impact whether you eat or don't eat, I think you tend to you make better decisions, because you'll say, you know, like, for example, if somebody said there is no welfare, how are you going to eat? Even a crippled man will go, shoot, I got to try to figure something out. I like the idea that in a society where you have the least amount of government, everybody will try to figure things out. And I think in the school, in this, what's the word I'm looking for? The smallest form of that government is when you have people, let's say the blind or somebody maybe that's mentally insane, and they're even going, you know, I'm crazy, but I may have to get a job because I know hunger. And now the problem is people like that won't get a job. They may do something, you know, bizarre, may harm somebody. So we then have to say in society, what's that thin part of our society that we must help? And then what's this, the part of the society beyond that thin part that we need to be prepared to help. And I think that's what we argue between these various isms. Now, Tom goes on to say, the end game of both forms of tyranny, communism and socialism, is absolute total state control or means of production. Now, my understanding of communism is it is full government control of that, and socialism is partial. I may be right, I may be wrong, I don't know. And I'll be honest with you, I don't really care. Because the only government that I really care about is capitalism. Now, Tom goes on to say, land, labor, and capital is what the state wants to control, to be redistributed to the proletariat, the masses, as Karl Marx called human beings, via the whim of the ruling class. Now, he's invoked Marxism, and does that fall under one of those different isms? I don't know, and I don't care. Because let me explain yet again. I want to live in a society where I choose my strata, and where that strata is, you know, and whether you consider it middle class, upper class, whatever, is all a matter of perspective. And that's where we get into the nuance. See, Tom goes on and says, there's no provision for the bourgeois, a.k.a. the middle class, which Marx absolutely hated in a communist or ultimately in a socialist society. He says, and there's two methods of usurping the production and all that stuff, but I don't need to get into that. What he's saying is there is no middle class. Well, I would argue with you, what is your definition of middle class? Let's say, for example, I'm a farmer and the government's going to confiscate. I don't know what they would confiscate, but I'm a farmer and they're going to confiscate something, or I'm a horseshoe guy, you know, what do they call it? Blacksmith, and they're going to confiscate my products. But as a farmer, before my stuff gets confiscated, I can eat. For the guy who's shoeing horses, he's missing the basics of life just for survival. If we both have the basic home, we have whatever, I don't know what the basics would be in this society that Tom has built. But if we had it, and I had food, I would be a rich guy compared to the guy shoeing horses. Now, he may say, Kevin, how are you going to tend your crops? You're going to have to negotiate or whatever. Let me tell you something. When you're poor, your horse may not get shoed as well. You know, he may not be able to do everything you need him to do. Or you may just have to knuckle down and figure out how to do it yourself. Maybe you go watch him do it. But it's tough to grow crops if you're not growing crops. So all I'm getting at is it's all kind of relative. Now, let's look at society today. And I'm not making a distinction. I'll freely admit, Tom's a brilliant. I think Tom's in his 70s, lived an amazing life, was a strapping young man, and is a strapping old man, too. And Tom knows I have a lot of affection for him. But what I'm getting at is, what's middle class? The definition of middle class, if Obama tells you, you're rich if you make $250,000 a year. Well, maybe in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, but in Manhattan, that's not rich. That's just getting by. And you may make $1 million in Manhattan and just kind of be considered, okay, you're able to live life on your own terms. But $1 million in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, you're rich. So we have that definition. By definition, there are no poor people in America. There are very few poor people in America by definition. Being blunt, very few. Look at the world's definition of what it takes to make a living, and you'll understand what I mean. But anyway, I just find it interesting that I've got two different takes. I'm describing socialism and saying, look, government wanting to regulate, confiscate, be over all of these different things versus the free markets, which is you, the consumer. I mean, why is the government involved? Let's use the mail system. Government's involved in mail because they want to be able to get you for interstate commerce fraud and all this other kind of stuff. But if you really look at it sensibly, the government has no business in mail, not even dotted line to the post office. None. If they want to regulate and say, look, if you pass something through the mail, whether it's federal mail or, you know, the USPS or through some system run by a bunch of independents, the same laws apply, and we could dump the post office. We could dump it, and we would let the free market take over. But the government says, no, 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 we need a way of tracking money and all these different things. They could easily shift this all over to UPS or FedEx, and I'd ask you, who do you think is going to run it better? So government has their hand in it, but for what reason? Same reason why government determines what's a good drug, what's a bad drug. Let me ask you this. Do you think liquor kills more people, or do you think marijuana kills more people? I'm not talking about cartel crap. I'm talking about the end user. Do you think marijuana people are going out drunk driving, killing people, or do you think liquor kills more people? Is marijuana giving people cirrhosis of the liver? I don't think so. Now, marijuana may give you lung cancer. We'll figure that out later. But as of right now, the government determines who's the winner and the loser. Right now, marijuana's the loser, is becoming the winner, but liquor's the big winner. It's been that way for a long time. Now, marijuana may win, but why is marijuana going to win? Marijuana put a lot of people in prison. Suddenly now it's going to win? It's going to win because government's trying to figure out a way to make money from it. That's when it's going to win. So we call ourselves in this capitalist society, but we're going to let government figure out how to tax it. And how much is the tax going to be on marijuana? And who's the winner and the loser? And if you're going to pick winners and losers in marijuana, why not cocaine? I asked a friend of mine this question the other day. Flip the drugs and say that liquor was bad and marijuana was good. Where would things stand? Or cocaine was good. There'd be some black dude ringing the bell on Wall Street, and there'd be a bunch of white folks imprisoned for making hooch. That's how things work. But government's picking that. And as far as I'm concerned, government shouldn't be picking winners and losers in any way, shape, or form in our society. We should be able to slug it out in the free market. Now, I don't know if Tom's going to write to me and say, Kevin, you missed it again. Maybe so. But that's the way I see it. I don't need to argue over isms. Is it communism? Is it socialism? Is it statism? Is it, Marxism? It's just an ism.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, the name you can trust.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Outraged. That's what Democrats are. They're outraged. They're trying to get, they got to gin people up. That's why I hate political speak. You know, going to these speeches, like, and we're going to do this and we're going to do that. And yeah, yeah. Reminds me of, what's his face, Howard Dean, where he was, yeah, we're going to go to that. Yeah. Can't stand it. Can you just talk to me? I mean, that's why I love comedy, just doing stand-up, where you're like, hey, here's what happened the other day, blah, 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 do you like it? Ha, ha, ha. But it's it. You're not like, ah. I mean, that's why I'm not a fan of Mark Levin's radio style. Good guy. Sure, he's a nice guy. But I'm not a fan of his style. You know, just this, and the Constitution. Just always yelling at people. You don't have to yell at people. You can make your point just as, well, let me tell you, I have made my point to people going, hey, let me just put it to you this way. I ain't running. I don't have to yell. I don't have to get all crazy. The more you do that, the more I'm a little skeptical. But anyway, there's a black dude. There's a video circulating of this guy. He's a Democrat, a member of BLM. And he says, you know what? It's been co-opted. And these people are using us. And they want black people to get outraged. Well, let me just tell you this. It isn't just they want black people to be outraged on the Democrat side. You know where I'm going, don't you? Because you're a smart audience. They want women to be outraged. They want the idea of this SCOTUS pick. He could take away your rights to reproduction. Not that you're going to reproduce. Not that you haven't already done it. This is for your kids, man. You know, the ones that they want to sexualize in the first grade. It's for them. He could take away their rights. The fact that these little girls out there, carriers of the civilization of, you know, humanity, if you will, can just arbitrarily say, I don't want it. I don't want... Well, what if tomorrow there's a movie with Clive Owens and there's no women that can get pregnant? There hasn't been a baby born in decades and one child gets born and it's like it freaks everybody out. I think it's called Children of Men or something like that. It's a weird show, but it's a concept that you should look into. Because it could very well happen. They convince women, why do you need babies? Why do you want to have a career? Why does motherhood matter? But right now, because of the Supreme Court, they want women outraged. They want the public outraged over ACA, the Affordable Care Act that's not affordable, a.k.a. Obamacare. You should be outraged that you no longer have to pay that silly fee that cost you an arm and a leg that you can't get put back on because you can't go to the doctor. That should outrage you. Black people should be outraged. Latinos should be outraged that they are separating the children of illegals from their parents. I mean, this should be outrageous to you Latinos. No, this should be outrageous to all Americans. Be outraged. Be outraged that Donald Trump wants to give a tax cut to the rich. It'll be Armageddon. Be outraged that Donald Trump doesn't want Mueller to continue his investigation. It's spinning back on the left and we don't want to give data and we don't want to give testimony. But be outraged by Donald Trump. Oh, by the way, the judge that he picked, that guy is going to protect him from learning about the actual coup that we were putting against him. That's what Donald Trump wants to do. He wants this guy to exonerate him after we do a witch hunt and a hanging judge convict him of something he didn't do. He's going to get asked this judge to clear him. So you should be outraged at the judge for that. You should be outraged that your rights, black people, as citizens, could be stripped away. You could go back to slavery. Outraged. The Democrats have to create outrage. They struggle to create it. They're looking for it. Stormy Daniels, where's your outrage? Could you not be create enough outrage for us? Please, Stormy, what happened to you? Oh, she's on the border helping those little Mexican kids. Probably teaching the little girls how to twerk or something. I wonder if she took her pole. I'm not talking about P-O-L-L. I'm talking about her P-O-L-E with her. Yeah, see, the problem is there's nothing to be outraged about. Where are all those leaders who called Hillary Clinton at 3 o'clock in the morning saying, begging her to beat Trump? Please. Can they not offer the Democrats some solace? Because the Democrats need a lifeline. They need to phone a few friends. Looks like Trudeau can't help. He's in the midst of a Me Too battle on his end. I don't know who they can call. I'm trying to figure it out. The illegal, you know, the illegals being reunited with their law-breaking parents, that failed. Trump trumped them with the Trumpian splendor as he trumpeted his strategy. Sorry, I just had to do it. He left them holding the bag on immigration. He left them holding the bag on DACA. Remember when DACA was going to do it? They've been left holding the bag, these Democrats, on every one of their anti-Trump strategies. And I suggest they check with Jonah Goldberg or maybe Bill Kristol or maybe Guy Benson or maybe Ben Shapiro or, I don't know, some of these other anti-Trumper, never-Trumpers, whatever they call themselves, the so-called conservatives, and see how thwarting Donald Trump is working for him. Now, you may listen to me and say, oh, Kevin's died in the wool for Donald Trump. What happened to that black man? He must be suffering from Stockholm Syndrome. Not the case. The reason why I'm making fun of all these idiots is because Donald Trump is doing his job, and he's doing it in spite of all these clowns. They all want a cause. They need an outrage. The never-Trumpers, the anti-Trumpers, the Democrats, the progressives, all of them, they need outrage. They want us to be outraged at how Donald Trump isn't presidential enough. Outraged at his tweet. Look at what he said to that fat boy out in Korea, North Korea. They've said far worse. Look at what he called those African countries, black people. He called them crap hole countries, but he used a dirty word, the word that shall not be said on the radio. Oh, yeah, look at what he did. Look at what he does to women when he tells you what they're willing to do to be with a superstar, with a billionaire. How dare he let them in on our little secret, says the feminist. Yeah. Democrats aren't they're not going to take my advice. They're not going to listen to my strategy when I tell them, get with the program. No, it's in their muscle memory. They got to deny Trump at all costs. So they've shifted their issue, if you will, to this SCOTUS decision, and it's only temporary. In 2 days, it'll be something else. They fought for President Trump not to appoint a SCOTUS judge until after the election. They gave all kinds of weird and wacky reasons. Well, there's the Biden rule, and there's this rule, and, you know, just please don't. And then when he does, they invoke the strategy of demonizing the new potential SCOTUS as a way to help win the election. They said, no matter who it is, we're going to be ready. It doesn't matter. So Trump narrows it down. They got the list. It's more than what we got with Obama. They got the list. And Donald Trump says, yeah, you know what? Gorsuch this time. Boom. Then Trump said, this time I'm going to narrow it down to three. And ultimately he picked Kavanaugh. But when he narrowed it down to three, they were ready. Signed at the ready. I saw pictures of them. They had signs. A Democrat sent them to me. Said, Kevin, look, this is how ready we were. Yeah. Well, you better be ready in November. Talking points centered around Roe v. Wade, the repeal of Obamacare, and insert some leftist nonsense here for number three. And no matter what, folks, what were we going to get? We were going to get Armageddon. And this time, the warning came from former Virginia governor, the disgraced Virginia governor, Terry McAuliffe, who tweeted on the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh. And here's what he tweeted. The nomination of Judge Brett Kavanaugh will threaten the lives of millions of Americans for decades to come and will morph our Supreme Court into a political arm of the right-wing Republican Party. That's what he tweeted. He didn't care about that when Barack Obama could have appointed 4 or 5 Supreme Court justices and got 2. No, he didn't care then that it was going to make a left-wing version of the Democratic Party, which you might as well just call Lucifer's, you know, second home. But nobody's buying it. And why would they after the Democrats have cried wolf for the umpteenth time? If you look at the stats on that tweet, and I'm not going to bother to tell you about them, it got no traction. But let me tell you what did get traction. Nobody cared about McAuliffe. Nobody cared. People were criticizing. One guy says, I've been wondering the same thing. Why does the left hate the Constitution so bad? It was 100 years ago, and all these anti-Americans would have been shot or hung by now. And somebody says, have you seen Trump's winning precision, coach? Keep him in the game. Somebody else said, awesome. Go, Trump. Somebody said, I heard he's tough on human traffickers too, so this nomination is great. Somebody else said, and this is why the Democorrupts hate him already. What Terry McAuliffe thought was going to be the warning bell for, oh, people are going to be, no, they went completely different. They thought this was going to be a lightning rod for their blue wave, but the storm isn't coming. See, the ginned up protest, like the one that was in front of the Supreme Court building, 300 people, but they want you to believe it was thousands. Nothing could be further from the truth.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.